Well, hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show. But yes, I do have another life, a main life. My name is Jeffrey Davis, CEO and founder of Mage LLC Management Consulting Firm since 1985, 700 leaders of organizations. What do you think of that, Walter?
I am impressed with you every time I meet you.
Yeah.
And I just met you again.
And the bar is low, isn't it?
No, the bar's high with you, Jeffrey. I mean, amazing the companies that you have helped.
We must be doing the In the Weeds show.
We are always doing the In the Weeds show, whether we're here or somewhere else.
Well, our next guest, someone they had to tell us to turn the mics on because I liked him so much before. He's got the green on. He's got the whole Scottish thing going all the way. So, Ian McNeil.
Doesn't have the hat on, though.
He doesn't need that. No, he's got hair. Yeah. He's got hair. Ian McNeil, Principal Standish Executive Search.
Wow. Yeah.
What are you going to find for us?
Thanks for having me.
Don't speak soon.
You know, it's...
The day is just starting for us. Young.
Right. Yeah. No, you're in the twilight here, so I'm starting out. I think that one of the things, as I'm the new guy at Standish, and just joined, about a month and a half ago, although I work for a global executive search firm, one of the things that we're looking for finding in the cannabis industry is, my background is very much in the wine industry in California.
Oh, perfect.
My wife and I moved from Sonoma County to New Hampshire for family reasons and others, but...
Witness protection program?
And that...
Okay.
Yeah. Is when I leave, my name changes. But we...
Used to be Schwartz, right?
That's when I put the hat on. But the real commonality and why I really love working with Stan and Kelly, the principals at Standish, is because of the ethics, the professionalism, and I happen to bring a connection to the cannabis industry from Northern California, because the wine industry, obviously there's experience there with the wine industry.
It's transferable a lot of times?
It is.
I thought that's where you were going.
Yeah, and well, I think that not only the lessons of how the wine industry grew in California, the model is rather similar. They share a lot of similarities as far as the incubation stage, viticulture.
State by state laws.
Every state is different.
Shipping over state lines, problems.
Roger that. And so that's what
Don't
these...
Don't talk, Walter.
He's really chatty.
Yeah.
These are what the firms in New England...
I think you look like his wife.
She has more hair on her face, though.
Okay, so drawing the parallel...
Only kidding,
from,
Susan.
There's a divorce.
She's not watching.
We have a divorce show coming up. Don't worry.
The parallels from the folks that I know in California who run some of the largest cannabis firms in the nation. And I share information with them, and that's why I'm excited that Standish is moving into this field, because it's all about networking, and we get to know in real time here in New England what those firms are facing, what they've already faced, and the lessons they've learned.
So. It might be good you can grow great pot and everything like that, but if you don't know how to run a business and don't bring in business people, you're set to fail.
I think you picked alcohol, but I think let's draw the metaphor to the restaurant industry, because it's generally the largest employer almost in every state.
Sure, hospitality.
But most people who go into the restaurant industry, three out of four go out of business right within the first couple of years because they think they want to serve food, but they know nothing about business.
Sure,
and I would think the cannabis business was a little bit like that. It's the wild, wild west.
It is, and that's one of my colleagues.
Even entrepreneurs who have money think, I have money, I'm a successful entrepreneur doing this, I'm going to be good at that. But this is not that.
That's exactly true. And one of the colleagues that I spoke with prior to our interview today said that there are three kind of sections of the cannabis industry in California. One is, kind of off the cuff, you have a little bit of capital, and you're going forward without much, direction. Then you have kind of mid-range and upper range for the next two. And capital in California for the cannabis industry is drying up. And this is, you know,
be burning up soon.
And exactly right. So,
very much so,
finding the right candidates, you know, our focus at Standish is really looking to California, Colorado, Washington State. And the recommendation is to find people with a background that already know where the business has been. So as an executive search firm that specializes in the cannabis industry, we're looking that direction to find, and CFOs, pardon me, seem to be the biggest need
financial folks. Only because of what we discussed before you're on the show. Have you also looked in Canada, because it's nationalized in Canada, that maybe, have you looked there for recruits?
We haven't, but that's a great idea.
I would think, because I always think that, you know, what Canada's done with cannabis is sort of what they replicated in the banking industry, to let it, you know, that they incubate supersized companies and then let them come into the United States because of their power and their ability to do that, which is what they do with banks. And I've always thought that Canada's policy with cannabis was really more of a policy about acquiring American companies.
Right.
Supersized companies so they could come here to acquire.
And so in
Canada... Don't you see that happening?
It's
actually happening, but I never thought of it that way.
Because Canada's allowing it to go national. They're doing a much better job of incubating the industry.
And you can... A cannabis company can actually use the financial system in a legitimate way.
Right.
So that's a step.
And then if you were a Canadian company buying Americans, you'd have the access to the Canadian economic benefits.
Exactly.
And that
cross border. No different than when Burger King allowed itself to get bought by Tim Hortons because the Canadian corporate tax system was dramatically lower than the American tax system, and it was just a tax play. It was a financial play for Burger King.
Sure. Well, you know, I think there are phases, and so we've kind of gone around both the wine industry and its development and the liquor industry and hospitality overall. But those are some of the profiles that we look at when we speak with our clients that are cannabis industries, and who are the best fit. So it really, someone who has a hospitality background is great. If we're looking at a CFO, someone who has experience in dealing with compliance issues and the legal issues, but
I don't have to know how to grow weed to be a good CFO.
I mean, cultivation is very important.
But if you're in the wine business, you understand that.
Yes, yes. And it's very much the same. There are so many different categories. So you have the viticulturalists in the wine industry and the caniculturalists. Or is that a thing? Cannabis, the cultivators.
Herbologists.
Right. I don't know if there's really a word for it. But then production, obviously packaging, retailing, distribution, all of that is important. Right now, it seems to be, again, the finance component.
Right. I mean, I think you see in Massachusetts companies that, you know, they've had a great start, but they realize to go to that next level, they have to bring in professionals to run it.
Right.
And you've seen in the national companies today that, you know, I won't mention their name, but have gotten rid of their CEOs, realizing, you know, you guys have been losing money. You know, we've been a lot of money coming in, but you really haven't done anything to grow it. And I think there's a lot of space there for people, CFOs, CEOs, and other industries that can really come in and make a difference.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there in that growth is a key component. The gentleman I spoke to you about, my colleague in California, said the pace of his job, and he's a CEO, the pace of his job is untenable. He's doing it now, and he's running it. So when we look at candidates, we have to, and companies, we have to make sure that they know that this growth is going to be significant. It's going to be fast, and you have to have a partner like Standish. You have to have a lot of partners who can build your team so that you can run at the pace.
We've been speaking with Ian McNeil, Principal Standish Executive Search, with my friend Walter Sullivan, the cannabis lawyer of choice, at least for radio entrepreneurs.
Oh, I thought I'm cannabis choice for everybody.
Well, it could be. I can't speak for everybody.
You speak for everybody.
No.
Especially in the entrepreneur industry.
I'll take that compliment. That's probably not true, though. So, Ian, if someone's looking for you and Standish Executive Search, and I can't see why they wouldn't, because this whole building of an organization, which is stuff I do, different end of your business,
sure,
is critical to success. It's all about people. So if they need your help, how would they find you?
Well, start with our webpage, which is standishsearch.com, and you'll find all of our team there. We have a fantastic team. I know you've spoken with our founder, Stan Davis. He's a fabulous man. I couldn't have signed on to a better group of ethical and professional folks. I love them. And so standishsearch.com, and all of our information, contact information, email, all of our stuff is there. So that's a place to start. Give us a ring. And search is just a small part of what we do.
Well, they'll look at it.
Yeah.
Thanks
and
for
Walter,
being on.
Somebody's looking for you. How would they find you?
At waltersullivanlaw.com.
Right. How does your wife find you?
She doesn't try to find me. She actually hopes I disappear.
after the hair comment, she's coming to look for you.
That was bad, Walter. We'll try to edit that one out. Listen, we're going to take a break, and we're going to disappear for a few seconds, but we'll be back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs.